It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
Did you miss me? Well, I guess what they say in pro wrestling is true. You can never say never because Joey LaRocque is back here at the interface via IYFWrestling.com. And I have to thank the great fans out there. You know, when I took a sabbatical from this interface some time ago, emails started coming in saying, hey, we like Lance Madwell, we dig Walt Ball, but we'd love to have Joey back if it would ever be possible, and because of you, I am back here at the interface. But don't think Lance and Walt are going away. Oh no, all three of us are going to be making contributions to the interface. It's going to be better than ever. You're going to want to keep checking us here at IYFWrestling.com. Walt's going to have some great insights into professional wrestling. Lance Madwell will be doing some great interviews. I'm going to have some updates for you as well. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I can't wait to get back into it. So let's start talking about some things going on in IYFW these days. First of all, there has been a recent video up at this website from the Savage Wolves, CJ Scott and Damon Ravage, where very clearly they have put out a challenge to the current undefeated, undisputed, in-your-face wrestling tag team champions, Team RPG, Ian Daniels and the Rickety Rocket. The Savage Wolves want a title shot to take place in Ballston Spa, New York on Saturday, June 22nd, when IYFW presents Truly Independent. And guess what? I have gotten the confirmation that match has been signed. You will see those two teams fight for the IYFW tag team titles. Now, since we're on the subject of titles, let's talk about the In Your Face Wrestling Championship. The most recent defense of that title was at May the 4th Be With You, IYFW's celebration of Star Wars and Free Comic Book Day, which was a great night of action here in IYFW. It was a lot of fun. But that night, we saw Franz Roddy defend the title against the Pillar Roman Dominguez. Now, Dominguez got this match by choking out Franz Roddy in the main event of M3Con back in March. He locked in the Sofoco submission. It was a front chantry chokehold, knocked Franz Roddy out, and the championship committee decided to give Roman Dominguez his shot at the title at May the 4th Be With You. But that match ended in a double countout. It was a draw. And unfortunately for Roman Dominguez, whoever does his negotiations, he might want to talk to those people because there was no return clause in the contract. It was a one-time only deal. That draw wasn't a victory. It wasn't a loss. But it was enough to say that Roman Dominguez does not get another shot at that title anytime soon. But Dominguez, as far as he's concerned, he is the uncrowned in-your-face wrestling champion. Well, all I can tell you is that there has been some challenges going on behind the scenes in IYFW for people who want a shot at Franz Roddy. And one man in particular got to Franz Roddy face-to-face to make a challenge. Who is this individual? Well, I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to check out IYFWrestling.com next week, and you will see a video of somebody challenging Franz Roddy for the IYFW title. This individual, he's got a great career in IYFW. He's held many championships, very successful, and he is looking to challenge Franz Roddy for that title on June 22nd. Well, if I can right now, let's go back to talking about some of the tag teams in IYFW. I've already talked about the Savage Wolves and Team RPG, the match they're going to be happening June 22nd, but there's plenty of other tag teams to talk about. First of all, let's talk about Blood Money, the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale and the modern-day Marquis Guillaume Desaad. These two men are former IYFW tag team champions. They never really got a rematch for when they lost those titles to Pure Dynamite back at the Coronation Cup show last year in August. But Scarsdale and Desaad, they have been having some good tag team matches lately, including May the 4th Be With You, when they were completely blasphemous, in my opinion, sporting Star Trek uniforms along with Mr. Maple Leaf Ricky Williams. But these guys have always been a strong tag team, always looking to dominate in the tag team ranks. Will we see Blood Money go after the tag team titles anytime soon? Another tag team to talk about is, of course, Pure Dynamite. Bad Brad Wesley and Chuck Deep, very successful tag team, of course, former IYFW tag team champions. But we did see a change in their attitude once we saw the departure of their former manager, Michael Anthony. Pure Dynamite started to get a little bit of an ego, started to get a little bit of an attitude, thinking they were better than all the other teams. Once they lost the titles to Team RPG, they attacked Bobby Ocean at M3Con, which led to them being attacked by the Boogeyman of all people. And since then, Pure Dynamite felt they needed to get away from IYFW, but we have gotten word that they will be coming back very soon. Bad Brad Wesley and Chuck Deep want to reestablish themselves as the top tag team, not just in IYFW, but in the entire East Coast scene. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Pure Dynamite is a fantastic tag team. They have all the tools and all that is needed to be successful. Will they be able to climb back up the rankings and reclaim the tag team titles? Then, of course, how about one of the most odd couple tag teams to ever come down the pike in Your Face Wrestling? I am referring to the unofficial tag team of the Good Chip Lollipop. That's right, Good Lord Willing and Chip Stetson. Good Lord Willing is a man who's been going through an attitude change as of late in IYFW. I mean, we've seen this man be berated and yelled out of the building almost by IYFW fans, but it's been seen last few shows that there has been a small group of fans becoming more and more vocal in their appreciation of Good Lord Willing, and this has spun around the entire fans base in IYFW to where we've seen a complete turnaround of Good Lord Willing, and you might have to say that Chip Stetson has been an integral part in that attitude change. Chip Stetson is a true veteran of the Capital Region and is a great mentor to many people in Your Face Wrestling. He's been a trainer to many people on the roster, including the IYFW icon Drake Evans. Well, Chip Stetson showed Good Lord Willing that he could change his attitude, and these two men have become a tag team in Your Face Wrestling. They teamed up back in a six-man tag action with the Northern Stud. Not successful that night, but it seems like it's a slow process. They're still trying to work out the bugs and still want to be a successful tag team, and we will see in time if these two men can really get on that groove and become the tag team to beat in IYFW. The last tag team to talk about is, of course, the most controversial tag team that you can imagine in the entire Northeast region, Northern Fury, Sergeant Fury and Vigo. These two guys negotiated the most lucrative contract in IYFW history with former Minister of Wrestling Operations, Max Burton. These guys have weird clauses in their contract. They could name a stipulation to any match they wanted, which they invoked back in May the 4th Be With You when they were taking on one of the best tag teams in the western area of New York, The Fallen, Shadowcat, and Deacon Soat. They, of course, had Mirage in their corner, and they made that match a 2-out-of-3 fall match, or as they called it, the Kessel Run. And Northern Fury came out on top that night, winning the matchup. They still have other interesting clauses in their contract. There's a title match clause in there, challenging clauses as well. But Northern Fury have really become the tag team to be watching in Your Face Wrestling. They've always been outspoken. They've always been aggressive. They're always looking to make an impact. And what kind of impact will they be making June 22nd at Truly Independent? Well, I think I've given you a lot of food for thought here on this edition of The Interface. And hey, the first time back, I got to give you a lot to talk about, and I think I have. So I'm going to cut it off right here. I thank all the great fans once again for wanting me to come back. It's great to be back. Keep watching this website. Keep checking The Interface from updates from Lance Madwell, from Mr. Walt Ball, and myself, Joey LaRocque. It's going to be a lot of fun. And get your tickets at this website through the merchandise section for IYFW's return to Boston Spa, New York on Saturday, June 22nd for Truly Independent. For IYFW.com and The Interface, so glad to be back. This is Joey LaRocque.